This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
In God's original design, a husband was to be the leader, not the follower. But today, too many men follow their wives instead of lovingly leading them. When God brought Eve to Adam, he expected Adam to lead in the relationship. How? As a tyrant? A dictator? A superior? No. Adam was to use his strength to bless Eve, to protect and empower her as they both fulfill God's plan for them in the garden. That's spiritual leadership. Well, as I'm sure you've noticed, we're no longer in Eden. The imposition of human sin doesn't mean God's intention for husbands to exercise spiritual leadership has changed, but it does mean that this won't happen without setbacks. With the joy and fulfillment of being husbands and fathers, we experience pain and frustration. We love our role and we hate it. We want intimacy with our wives, close connections with our kids, and a tranquil home. Yet we sometimes struggle with the personal sacrifice it requires, don't we? If we're to become the loving, spiritually nurturing husbands and fathers God calls us to be, we must die to ourselves. This takes courage and, above all, character. Anyone not up for the challenge is a poser, a guy who says he's doing something but never does. Some men are just selfish enough to think they can be like the lead character from the comedy Everybody Loves Raymond. He's funny, but he's a failure. Well, laugh at him, guys. Just don't imitate him.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.